Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Color Your Life Happy for Monday, February 7th, 2011. I'm your host, Flora Brown, coming to you live from Anaheim, California, as I do every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Our show today will inform, inspire, and encourage you. In a moment, we will begin today's episode with my guest, Mark Romero, sound healer, master guitarist, and speaker. But first, I'd like to welcome all of you, my listeners. I'm so honored that you made space in your schedule to join us. Now, if you're listening live on the phone lines or over in the chat room, you may ask questions or add comments. From the phone lines, you just need to press #1 to let me know you have a question or a comment. And if you're over there in the web chat, just type in your question or comment in the little space provided. Now, some of you, maybe many of you, are listening to the recorded version of this show. I want to welcome you as well and thank you for taking time to listen. Regardless of how you access the show, do not keep it a secret, if you enjoy it, that is. Tell other people about it and visit my show page where you can follow me on Twitter, Facebook, and add yourself as a friend of the show. My show page is at blogtalkradio.com/Flora Brown. Again, I'm Flora Brown. For those of you who don't know me, I'm an author, coach, inspirational speaker, and all-around busy person. I invite you to visit my website, coloryourlifehappy.com, where you can sign up for life coaching if you're ready to make that U-turn in your life, Y-O-U. I'm still booking personal appearances for 2011, so if you would like me to appear in person to motivate your group, your staff, some event that you've planned, please submit a request on my website. At the top of my website, coloryourlifehappy.com, there is a tab that says Book Flora. Just click there. Or you could email me directly if you wish, flora@florabrown.com. Now, on this radio show, Color Your Life Happy, we talk about ways to create the lasting happiness you deserve in all areas of your life. And because there are many areas in our lives that contribute to our happiness, I interview guests from many fields, such as self-help, spiritual journeys, relationships, change and adversity, parenting, wealth creation, career, you name it. We have talked about many different topics, but they all have to do with our lives. Now, today I'm very honored to have as my guest Mark Romero, a global leader in both personal and professional development. As founder and CEO of Mark Romero Music Incorporated, Mark has successfully led high-impact solutions for thousands of individuals, organizations, and entrepreneurs through his proprietary sound healing technology. You're going to learn about that in a minute. Creating extraordinary success, increased health, and higher levels of consciousness. It is my pleasure to welcome to the show today Mark Romero. Hi there, Mark.
Hello, how are you?
I am fabulous, and I am so glad that we were able to arrange this time for you to be here, especially just before Valentine's Day next week.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Well, I have enjoyed your music myself and your the guided meditations. So why don't we start right off by telling the listeners how you got into this arena of sound healing and perhaps what it is, because some people probably don't know.
Well, you know, it's funny. I'm always surprised myself how I got into this arena. And for those of you that don't know what sound healing is, it's really something that's been around for really thousands of years. And it's using sound and vibration to actually create shifts within the listener. And those shifts can help create optimal health. It can help people to create breakthroughs, deepen their spiritual connection, whatever it might be. There's certainly been all kinds of different avenues that it has been applied into. So I first got involved in this arena, actually had never really heard of it until probably about 5-6 years ago. I got connected to a team of scientists that were looking at how you could use music and sound to optimize one's energy. Mm-hmm. And when you say, well, what does it mean to optimize one's energy? Well, you know, quantum physics has kind of come to redefine how we view our physical world that we live in and really look at everything as being energy vibrating at different frequencies. Mm-hmm. And basically what these people were addressing was, hey, listen, humanity's dumped over 80,000 man-made chemicals into our air, food, and water. We've surrounded ourselves with a tremendous amount of electronic technology. All of these things are inhibiting our connection to this field of energy, interrupting our connection and causing stress, causing lower levels of consciousness, causing physical disharmony, all of these different aspects. And the thing that really was inspiring their study was, hey, in order for humanity to really reach the next level and reach its full potential, we need to find a way to rise people above all of the static and the noise that they've put into their lives so that they could really get connected with their true essence. And that's really, in my definition, how this sound healing is applied to help people tap into their unlimited potential and their magnificence by null and voiding all of the static in their lives.
Wow. Now, so these scientists were looking for something that they could use for the sound healing. So how did they find you?
Well, you know, I'd like to say it was an accident, but in reality I was playing at a wellness center, and after I was done playing, the young lady that ran the center comes up to me and she goes, oh my gosh, she goes, you know, I hear these tones in your music. Let me get one of your CDs. I want to give it to these scientists that I know. And it was really that by chance, you know, playing there that I got connected to them. So a couple months later, they invited me to a lecture where they were actually demonstrating with people up in the room how our physical energy is compromised every day by things that we use in our environment, whether it was a laptop computer, a cell phone, even a cloth that had furniture polish. I was absolutely amazed how they were able to demonstrate how things we use every day actually make us weaker. And
wow.
So I'm watching this. I'm like kind of going, wow, this is amazing. And they're talking about brain mapping and how these things in our environment actually affect our brainwave activity, causing erratic brainwave activity. And then, of course, all of us know what the implications are if we're exposed to stress or in a stressful state for a prolonged period of time. Our body produces all kinds of chemicals that will begin to start breaking down our physicality if we're continually exposed to them. And so in this demonstration, I start playing, and I see people's energy shift instantly in front of my eyes. I'd never seen anything like it.
Mm-hmm.
And ultimately, bottom line, they were looking for music that would do three things. Number one, when it played in the environment, there had to be an instant increase in strength, flexibility, endurance, coordination, and balance. Number two, through brain mapping, they wanted to see a harmonization in brain wave activity, which was a state they had identified with athletes in the peak performance zone. And finally, the body and the brain had to maintain those states when being exposed to these different interrupters, these different things in our environment that we know are impacting our health and our well-being.
Wow, that's a tall order. So, because you said instant increase. That's amazing. And then the brain mapping, I suppose that was done with some kinds of instruments?
Yes, it's done through EEG brain mapping.
Okay.
You get all these little diodes connected to your head that read your brainwave activity.
Okay. And then it had to maintain, the body and the brain had to maintain this when stress was introduced.
Yeah, when these different things in our environment were in our holding them or near us. For example, they had a guy who was probably 6'5", former football player, muscle guy, you know, one of these muscle guys, very strong, you could just tell. And they hold a cell phone up right in front of him. He's not even holding it. And
mm-hmm.
through applied kinesiology, which is a form of muscle testing, this guy's going weak. He could not hold his arm up straight with somebody pressing down lightly on it with the phone in his field, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, I've never seen anything like this. You know, we all use cell phones. We all use
sure.
computers and technology. And it's so subtle, unless you test properly for it, you don't really experience it, other than if you're doing these physical testing or if you're actually looking at brainwave activity while being exposed to these things.
Mm-hmm.
So I start playing, and instantly this guy's not weak anymore. He's strong. I see people who could not reach their toes, you know, bending over trying to touch their toes. They couldn't reach them. I start playing, and all of a sudden they're able to touch their toes. I mean, literally blew my mind, and ultimately it's one of the fascinating things. You can actually give people a physical experience of how the music instantly shifts your energy.
That's amazing. Why is it that it's your music and not some other guitarist? We've heard many other guitarists. Did anyone ever explain that, why it's your particular playing?
Well, I tell my wife it's my charm and personality, but she's not buying it. But no, that was kind of the mystery, was that Dr. Jones, who was the lead scientist, said that, you know, we don't know how you're bringing these frequencies of energy through your music.
Oh.
And it was really something that was kind of a mystery. So I just kind of, you know, I don't know how or why. All I know is that all music doesn't do what they were looking for.
Right.
And that was creating the physical shift, harmonizing brainwave activity, and then keeping the body and the brain in that state when being exposed to these different interrupters in our environment.
This is powerful. This is just amazing, especially when you gave us the example of the cell phone, because how many of us have those things up to our ears? And, you know, what are we doing to ourselves? I know that music can offset our limiting thoughts and beliefs. How does that happen? How can your music do that? You've described a little bit of what happened in the demos. Can you talk about that a little more?
Absolutely. You know, once again, we have to come from the space that, hey, quantum physics says everything is energy, okay? Everything vibrates at different frequencies. And now science has actually come to realize that our own thoughts and our beliefs create vibrations. And those vibrations create our physical health, our well-being, our experiences in life. You know, more of the esoteric New Age arena has been looking at things like the law of attraction and how our thoughts, beliefs, and our perceptions create our experiences. And the thing I love is now science is starting to come along and say, wait, you know what, that's true.
Yeah.
You know, our thoughts, beliefs, and our perceptions do not only carve our experiences, they carve and shape and shift the very building structures of our physical body. Well, whether those thoughts are uplifting and supportive or limiting or, you know, that hold us back from reaching our potential, we project that out through us. And whatever that is those are the things that create our experience. But they all produce a vibration. So music being a vibration also, you can actually create what I call musical mantras to help people shift their limiting thoughts and beliefs and perceptions. I've been doing this now in my session work, in my one-on-one session work now for 4 years. And simply by playing pieces of music in the environment, I have seen and witnessed not only in my own life, but in people that I'm working with, how they can start to create breakthroughs immediately in areas where they have been stuck and struggled with for years.
Wow, that's amazing. I'm really interested in the whole notion of vibrations, because I recognized after the whole law of attraction wave, that recent wave, that that's an important concept that goes along with that in terms of removing these limiting thoughts and beliefs, because just saying something or creating a vision board, for example, won't work if your beliefs are limiting.
Right.
It's not going to work. You've got to lift those. Now, what do you think is the biggest reason that people struggle to create their desired results?
I would say the number one, well, there's a couple reasons, but the number one thing is that people think that we've all been trained to believe this, okay? The way that we're going to create change in our lives is by creating change outside of ourselves, taking massive action. You know, it's like, if we're going to be successful in business, I better work 20 hours a day, work real hard, make lots of phone calls, you know, cut these other things out in my life, because that's what's going to make me successful. Well, we know that's not necessarily the case. See, we're taught, like, let's say if we want to lose weight or whatever, we've been taught that you got to go to the gym, you got to eat properly, you got to take all this massive action outside of yourself. But yet I know people that do that and have been doing that for 10, 20 years and still struggle to create changes in their life. Why? And the simple reason is this, is because the key to true change and transformation in our life experience is by changing the person that we see in the mirror. It's changing ourselves. It's changing our belief structures. It's changing our perceptions about life. We've all created these limiting stories and beliefs that limit us, that say we're powerless or not good enough or not worthy or whatever the story might be. Those are the things that carve our experiences. And until we change those things, we're not going to be able to create true and lasting change outside of ourselves. So the biggest reason why is because people are trying to change things outside of themselves besides rather than changing themselves.
Right. So change is an inside job is what I hear you say.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I see we have a caller on the line who wants to ask a question or perhaps give a comment. So is it okay that I go ahead and bring this listener on? Okay, let's see if we can get this listener on. Hi there, you're on the air. This is Flora. Who are you? Hello, caller? Uh-oh, maybe our caller got shy. All right, we'll continue. Sometimes the callers get shy once they realize they're on the air. Before we go any further, I would like you to tell the listeners how they can reach you, get in touch with your, get a hold of your music and perhaps other things that you're doing. So would you give us some contact information?
Sure, absolutely. Well, there's always the website is a great place to start. It's okay. www.mark, with a K, Romero, R-O-M-E-R-O, music.com, markromeromusic.com. There's music demos on there. There's all kinds of videos demonstrating the effects of the music. You can actually learn how to do the test yourself and experience through the music playing through your computer. So it's a great place to get started. The office number, hey, 949-249-0440. We're certainly available to answer questions and assist people in really exposing them to how something as simple as music can be a powerful tool for helping them to create tremendous change and shifts in their lives.
Now, would you repeat that phone number,
949-249-0440.
Okay. 0440. And correct. The website is www.markwithak.romeromusic.com. That's
correct.
Great. I want to move on to talk about some of the benefits that people have experienced. You mentioned the one in the demo. What benefits have people experienced working with your music?
Well, initially, when I first started coming out with what I really kind of call the first level of the technology was music that you play in your environment like you would play any other music CD in your car while driving or at home while company's over. And I started getting feedback from people, everything from the parent who had a child who had autism who noticed that there was a difference when the music played in the environment, more of a groundedness, more of a relaxedness. I had another young lady call me up one day. She says, Mark, call me. I'm in the hospital. Give me a call. I called her up. She goes, well, I just had a hysterectomy, but I wanted to let you know I had the surgeons play your music while I was being operated on. She goes, I feel great after having a process like this, and the surgeons all want CDs because it's the first time they've ever done this long of a process and not had any soreness in their shoulders or stiffness as a result of being in this, you know, in that position of working on somebody. Mm-hmm. So really just a wide range, everything from children sleeping better. I mean, my own, she's 4 years old now, youngest daughter was sleeping through the night after 1 week with the music after birth, 1 week.
Mm.
We're like kind of going, boy, what parent wouldn't kill for that?
Hey, we need to get that music out fast to everyone,
yeah.
Every parent. Oh, my
absolutely.
Goodness, I've never heard of that one.
And then, you know, just people feeling more relaxed and calm and focused, their creativity is enhanced. It's almost like this, you know, every day our minds are so active.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we've all seen what the ocean looks like during a winter storm. That's like our minds, you know,
yes.
White peaks, activity. well, what if you could calm that ocean to where it looks like glass? That's when you get in touch with your inner creativity, your inner genius. You're more relaxed. You're not stressed. Your focus, your memory are improved, your intuition, your creativity. Even your body's ability to heal itself is greatly enhanced with this music playing in the environment. In regards to dealing with limiting thoughts and beliefs, I had a young lady who had contacted me because she wanted to create her healthy relationship. You know, I've been struggling for 10 years to create a healthy relationship. Been doing all the date things, seminar stuff, still not being able to do that. Once again, she was taking action outside of herself. Well, in my conversation with her, I realized that she had a lot of resentment against her father. And I asked her, I said, you know, are you open to doing forgiveness and letting go of that stuff from your childhood? And she said, absolutely. So I gave her a musical mantra for forgiveness. 3 days after playing it, she calls me up. She goes, you're not going to believe this. My father called me up today and said, you know what, 20 years is way too long to have unresolved issues between us. Are you open to sitting down and talking about reconciliation? She goes, Mark, you don't understand. My dad's like Mr. Macho Man. I said, you don't understand. When you change you, you change your experiences. You change what happens in your life. This is a technology to help offset those vibrations that aren't supporting people in creating the ideal life that they have the ability to create, simply by playing the music in the environment. So those are really some of the experiences. There's many more. You know, just feedback, just across the board on different subjects related to different issues in people's lives.
Do you do coaching as well, or the situation you just described? If someone called your number and gave you a situation, would you then create something special for them, or how does that work?
Absolutely. I do single sessions where somebody will, you know, obviously want something they want to create in their life or is dealing with a challenge.
Okay.
And I'll create a musical mantra for them. All the mantra pieces are created live. I mean, they just flow through me. So each person gets a musical mantra. And then in addition to that, through our conversation, you can see where people are, oh, I like to call it out of tune. You know, it's like a guitar has six strings. You can be the best guitar player in the world, but if your strings are out of tune, you're not going to make beautiful music.
No.
Same for you and me. We have multiple facets and aspects of our lives. If we're out of tune in those facets and aspects of our lives, you're not going to make beautiful music through your life experience. So what I do is I look at where people are out of tune, and then I take music from my sound healing library to help them offset those areas. And out of that process, the client walks away with some powerful tools that they can use, and so simple to use also, and really begin to create some amazing shifts in their lives.
Now, how do you recommend that people use the mantras, for example? Because what I did with mine was just let them play sort of in the background while I'm doing other things. Is that the best way to use it?
You got it. That is the most powerful way, is you just play it. You don't even need to consciously listen to it. You just play the music in the environment. Now, when I do the session work and I create a mantra for somebody, I do give them a very simple process that they can do with their mantra piece. But, I mean, it literally is, those mantra pieces are, you know, 3-4 minutes long. And I always challenge my clients. I said, hey, listen, you can take 3 to 4 minutes out of your day, 2 times a day to do this easy process, right? Yeah, I can do that. And out of that work, people have amazing shifts. Otherwise, the rest of the music, you just play it in the environment.
Wow.
Change does not have to be difficult, but it does require our willingness.
Yeah, I would imagine that that's probably a better way to do it, to play it in the environment while you're moving around, because you're not consciously trying to bang it into your head. You know, it's going in without your having to force it.
And that's the beauty of music.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. I didn't realize that you did the coaching and the personal creation of the mantras. Talk about the guided meditations for a minute, because I love the guided meditation. That's your wife that does the speaking on those, correct?
Correct, yes, Dr. Lara. She's, well, that's her expertise and background, and as we've continue to develop the technology, there's really three levels to the technology. There's music for the environment to offset all the stuff in our environment, you know, the chemicals, the EMFs, help us to be more grounded and focused. The second level of the work is when we're working with those thoughts and beliefs and help creating shifts. Well, guided visualizations and guided imageries are powerful tools for shifting subconscious beliefs. And it's the subconscious beliefs that have to be in tune and in harmony with our conscious desires. If they're not in tune and in harmony, you're not going to be able to create your desired result. So
right.
The music, the mantra pieces, in combination with these powerful guided processes, will help you to shift those thoughts and beliefs, help you to harmonize your conscious and your subconscious mind. When you are in tune, you're going to make beautiful music. Your life is going to be a symphony expression, which is what we all truly desire. The guided processes are just a powerful tool in combination with the music to really shift those areas where, you know, we all have stuff to work on in our life.
This is amazing. Now, when I know that you do events and teleseminars and so forth, we'll be able to find out about those on your website.
They're on the website. I do them all the time. I'm getting ready to launch a new sound healing sessions over the internet through webcasts that people can just come in, listen through their computer, and begin to create shifts in the areas that they want to create shifts in.
Ooh.
And it's a powerful tool. So I've really got some interesting things that I'm unfolding this year, and I'm excited.
When does that begin? When are you beginning those?
I'm going to be starting the group webcast sound healing programs. Will be starting in March.
Okay.
And then I'm looking forward to engaging in that just because I have a lot of people from around the world that like the music, that are engaging in the work, and it's just a great vehicle to be able to get exposure to that with, of course, not having to travel all the time.
Yes, that's true. Well, I know you're going to send me an email about that. And the listeners will be able to find out over on your website. So that is so great, Mark. We're at the end of today's show already, would you believe?
I believe it.
I want to urge all of you who've been listening, whether it's been on the phone lines or over there in the chat room, or those of you who are listening later, to share what you have learned with your family and your colleagues, because this is powerful information. There's no reason for us to keep hitting our heads against the wall and trying to change the outside of us when it's the inside that really needs to change. Remember, the recording of this episode will be here on my radio page at blogtalkradio.com/Flora Brown. And you can return here anytime, 24/7, to either listen to it or, better yet, download it, and you'll be able to make a copy of it and play it whenever you would like. Mark, I want to thank you so much for being my guest today and for my listeners tuning in. Mark, do you have any closing words for us before we go off the air?
Thank you for having me, and I just really want to encourage everybody to continue to tap into that unlimited resource of potential, of magnificence. I mean, that's really, we're at an exciting time right now in the world where it's just so important for all of us to tap into that and reflect that through our life experience. And I just really want to urge everybody to continue to their practice in doing so, which is, I'm sure, why they're listening to your show.
Exactly. Thank you so much. This has been fantastic. And I'm going to go check out your website again to make sure I haven't missed anything. I want to encourage all of the listeners to tune in again next Monday, February 14th at 11 a.m. We're going to have another exciting, inspiring, and informative show. Let me remind you also to visit my website, coloryourlifehappy.com, and sign up for complimentary coaching. Also, while you're there, sign up for my free newsletter. It comes to you every 7 days. I'm your host, Flora Brown of Color Your Life Happy, the radio show designed to help you uncover the joy you deserve. I'm coming to you live from Anaheim, California, as I do every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Have a blessed week, and remember to color your life.
Color your life happy.
Color.